We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, you know, Trump hates Latinos, right? I mean, as we all know, he's a xenophobe, right?
That's what the left likes to think, yeah.
Yes. Well, it's really strange because, I mean, you know, if he keeps this up, he's going to get kicked out of the white supremacist club. Latino-owned businesses growing at record pace in the Trump economy. See, now that's a white supremacist screw up there. That's where you lose your white supremacy card because you're just not doing it right. You know, doesn't it kill you that for decades the Democrats have said, you know, it's us. It's if you stick with us for another couple of generations, we'll get you there.
Yeah.
And you won't be poor anymore.
Yeah.
Trump comes along, not three generations, but 3 years, and shatters record after record after record after record. Robert Arora, Biz2Credit's CEO, so Latino business owners are enjoying a 46% jump. Whoa. 46% jump in revenue this year.
Wow.
Last year.
I got a feeling our GM would love to see a 46% increase in sales.
I know. You kidding me? He'd probably put us on a cruise.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like only 2 days, though, so we can come back.
Well, exactly.
Latino-owned businesses have grown 31.6% since Trump took office overall. And a 23% jump from 2017 to 2018. This latest year's 46% jump. So they are on fire. That's total revenue, so it's not profits. It's total revenue, which is, if you own a business, you know it's a very different thing from profit. But still, that is a lot of business. So let's, for all of you socialists out there and liberals who think that it's just not fair and we need to cut the pie up, how is Trump able to get Latino businesses, which just happens to be the business we're talking about today, that much money? How do you do that? Without socialism. Well, he took it from somebody else and he stole it. No.
Yeah, you didn't make that. You didn't build that.
Yeah, the Latinos, he stole it. And they stared corporate and they're evil. And they, no. You get a 46% increase in general revenue by doing one thing. You grow the economy.
Right.
Now my slice of the pie is bigger and I didn't have to steal it from anybody else.
Exactly.
My son understood this concept at 8 years old. There are many elected to Congress who do not today. And they're sitting there with the pie, and it's a pie that will never grow because they're trying to kneecap the economy. And they're debating, okay, you over here, this interest group should get this size of slice, and this interest group should get this size of slice, right? And the rest of us who are free market capitalists are going, let's double the size of the pie.
Yeah.
Let's not double the size of the slice. Let's double the size of the pie. And that's what Trump has done here. When you grow the economy, in particular certain segments of the economy, the size of the slice gets bigger, and you don't have to take any of anybody else's slice. Well, it's not fair. We got to dice it up. Why don't we grow everybody's slice? Or all boats rise, right?
Yes, exactly.
We don't have to take from those who have for those who don't have to get more. We got to get the government the heck out of the way and grow the economy.
Yep. That means lower taxes and means less regulation and let the free market decide who the winners and losers are.
Exactly. Do a good job, you win.
The consumer, you, the consumer, have a choice. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you let socialism further encroach into our economy, you will not have a choice. This will be what you get, there are no other choices.
I sat there for my 8-year-old and I drew two pies and I explained how the economy can get bigger and I showed how the slice of pie gets bigger when the economy gets bigger. He understood immediately, but maybe we could just do a remedial one of those for Democrats and some Republicans in Congress. Just help them explain how basic economics works. That's why we're almost arguing past each other. One side saying, this, we should take from this guy's slice and give to this guy over here because he's more deserving. Well, did that guy over there earn it? Well, no, but he's more deserving. Okay, let's grow the economy. By getting the government out of the way, we take tax dollars out of government coffers. We leave them where they belong, and that is where they were earned. Those people are experts at their field. That's why they earned the money in the first place. Let them decide where the money should go. They are best at creating jobs because they create profits. You cannot create profits without creating jobs. You cannot get rich without employing a lot of people because you need to do something on a large scale in order to make enough money to be wealthy. You cannot do that without a lot of people working for you, unless you win the lottery, maybe.
Yeah, you know, and something else, I believe in the theory that, folks, if this country, let's say that the U.S. had gone to a socialist-style economy post-World War II, you would not have the Internet as we know it. You would not have Apple, Microsoft, Google. You would not have any of the conveniences that we have in modern-day life. You would not have the preponderance of choices of so many different products. So they would not even exist because socialist style of government, an economy controlled by the socialist style of government, would see no need to do research and development or to do studies or to see what the consumer wanted. It would be, this is what the consumer is going to get. Not what the consumer wants, what the consumer is going to get. That's what a socialist style economy would do to you. You would not have the things that you take for granted today if this country had gone to a socialist style economy post-World War II.
And it's simple things, too. Like, remember Bernie Sanders said, we don't need all this razor selection. We don't need all these razors. We just need one or two. Okay, sir, which two will you have? Those two, awesome. We're going to get rid of the rest of them, and all of those jobs will be gone, and all those factories will shut down, and they'll all be out of work.
And then those two companies can charge whatever the heck they want to charge.
Yep,
because they're the only ones doing it. Exactly.
And this is why you see out of control inflation in socialist countries. This is how you end up with 70,000% inflation in Venezuela.
This is how you wind up with health care that increases in cost and lowers in its, you have increased cost, increased deductibles, and your satisfaction to your service goes down. I mean, that's the very thing they're complaining about, once again, the health care system, is the one that they developed with Obamacare.
Best example of this that I can think of, the first one of, you know, you hear me do ads for customers that are live on our air.
Oh, yeah.
They're called Live Reads. And the first one I ever did was at WBT in Charlotte. It was for Chris and Burry Eye Center. And I remember the price that Chris and Burry was choosing for laser eyes, was charging for laser eye surgery back then, which was still, it wasn't as widespread in terms of the number of guys doing it. And it was funny because I went back to Charlotte about 3 years ago and I saw Chris and Burry sign, like a billboard,
right,
with the price.
Mm-hmm.
It was $1,000 less than when I first started. He was doing it for like $9.99 and before his big special was just under $2,000.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, that was 10 years later.
And why? Because competition.
Yes, competition. So not only had we not seen inflation in laser eye surgery, which is something you generally pay for out of pocket, they have to compete, it's cutthroat. With competition in medicine, prices go down. Doctors find ways to do it better, quicker, more efficiently. Because why? Prices go down due to competition. Who wins? Everybody, regardless of race, regardless of gender, regardless of income or IQ or anything. You have one leg, you have two. It doesn't matter. There's no discrimination in capitalism because everybody wants to make a buck. It's awesome. It's truly awesome. Okay, you want some good news?
Please.
Here's the thing you don't have to worry about. The polar bears. Well, I mean, unless you got one hot on your tail, you know what I mean? Like it's chasing you, then you do need to worry about it.
Haven't seen too many polar bears in Anderson County lately.
I know,
so
thank God for
farm,
that, right?
So I think we're okay. Coyotes, that's another issue, but polar bears, I think we're fine.
Yeah. All right, well, the polar bears are not dying out. They're increasing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, so the good news, or bad news, depending on your perspective. The polar bears are unfortunately not dying, and that is settled science. The left doesn't like that, so they're trying to figure out how to hide it from you. And see, here's the thing. The reason we know that the polar bears are not dying is because of the work of a polar bear expert. In fact, polar bears are a major conservation success right now. Their population has ballooned from around 5,000 in the 1960s to over 30,000 today. So the North is loaded with fat, happy bears. And we know that in part because of the work of Dr. Susan Crockford, a respected published Canadian zoologist at the University of Victoria. She's up there in Canada. Well, so she went out there. She did actual science documenting the explosion in the polar bear population, especially in recent years. How'd that work out? That's science, right? She's doing science. What happened to Party of Science? They didn't like her science. She was first, after she published her work, documenting in a scientific journal the increase in the polar bear population. She was first removed from the University of Victoria's Speakers Bureau and not allowed to speak in public. Can't have anybody speaking about settled science or science of any kind if it goes against what the left wants to believe at any given moment. When that didn't shut her up, she lost her adjunct professor status. Quote, the loss of adjunct status, Crockford wrote, the professor, will primarily prevent me from continuing scientific research on speciation and domestication mechanisms in evolution. Without an academic affiliation, I will be unable to secure research funds or academic collaborations. I think that's the idea. So I guess your outcomes have to be predetermined if you want to get those research grants, which means you're not doing research at all. You're writing propaganda, which is apparently what the left wants. She's not going down without a fight, though. This polar bear expert, who's had her career ruined by finding that the polar bear population is increasing, she writes, what a lack of academic affiliation has not done and cannot do, Crockford continued, is stop me from investigating and commenting on the failures and inconsistencies of science that I see in published polar bear research papers and reflected in public statements made by polar bear specialists. I am still a former adjunct professor and I will not be silenced. Free speech is an anathema to the left, folks. They cannot tolerate it. They will not tolerate it. This is why the New York Times is now running editorials, advertising for celebrating the idea of getting rid of the First Amendment. Can't have it anymore. Because you've got the First Amendment, you can debate them and you can defeat them with facts, and they can't stand that. They can't stand it. So she's going to have to hike out there and do the polar bear research on her own until she begins to find the decline of the polar bear population or else. Texter writes, the most important news story of the day. Texter writes, Tara, where can I find the bacon is the sixth healthiest food there is story. It's actually the eighth. That was a BBC article. Scientists analyzed over 1,000 raw foods to rank how nutritious they are and discovered that pork fat, basically bacon products, up there with the likes of chia seeds, almonds, and beet greens. Let's see. You want to know the top 10? And by the way, pork fat came in that way because of its fat content. Came in for the fat content and the B vitamins and minerals that it has. It's also healthier and more unsaturated than other meats like beef and lamb. All right, so number 10, snapper. It's a kind of fish. Number 9, beet greens. Oh, that sounds yummy. Number 8, pork fat or bacon. Number 3 and number 7, Swiss chard. That's C-H-A-R-D. Sounds like some kind of highfalutin vegetable, doesn't it? Sounds like a very important vegetable that only refined people would eat. Number 6, pumpkin seeds. Oh, I love those. Man, I will load up. You know, A certain big box store has that $3.88, like, decent-sized pumpkin. Oh, my God. I love pumpkin seeds, man. I am loading up on pumpkins. I love me some pumpkin seeds. I don't even bother to carve them all. I just cut the tops off and get them and roast them up. Oh, we eat them for days. Favorite time of the year, as I love those pumpkin seeds. You get a little, like, tiny bit of garlic salt in there, a little bit of salt, and, oh, yeah, roast them up. Anyway, number five. I'm getting hungry. Chia seeds. Number four, flatfish. Number three, ocean perch. Number two, chirimoya, a kind of fruit, C-H-E-R-I-M-O-Y-A. And number one, the most nutritious food, almonds. Again, number eight is pork fat. No, bacon would be a kind of pork fat. Yum. Text writes here, it sounds to me like the left is trying to cover something up about polar bears. Yeah, they're doing fine. There is no climate change. That's why. Right. Texter writes, wait, raw bacon? Oh, good God, no, don't eat it raw. Fry that sucker up. Texter writes, does the professor have a GoFundMe? I'll help her. I don't know. I want to search for that. Texter writes, Katie Hill, the most buried but verifiable story there ever was. I called her California office and was told I don't know anything about her personal life, which I doubt. I called my representative's office and his staffer was truly unaware yesterday. Red State might have to publish more images. Yeah, you know what? We're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment because this Katie Hill thing's un-but-freaking-leavable. She gets elected from her California district, goes to the Hill, immediately starts a thruple affair with one of her young female staffers, herself, and her husband. That wasn't apparently enough to keep Katie satisfied, shall we say? So on top of that, I don't know how she's had time to get anything done up there. She begins an affair with yet another staffer simultaneously. This one was male because she just likes variety.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, sad stat, half of parents say their kids have asked them to put down their phones, according to a new survey, and 70% of parents admit it was hard. They feel, quote, addicted to their phone.
Well, get over it. You're a parent. You got a job to do.
Yet the majority of parents out there put limits on their kids' screen time, but it seems like now kids also want to put limits on their parents' screen time, too.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. I've seen that.
Yeah, it's a pain. Survey also found parents say they spend an average of 2 hours and 41 minutes per day hanging out with their kids and about 2 hours and 17 minutes per day messing around with their phones. Yeah. So that's just a 24-minute difference. And, you know, it's hard because, unfortunately, you know, I mean, if your kids are around and you're on social media or you're having fun or doing, you know, playing Candy Crush or something, well, yeah, that's a problem. But, you know, when work is contacting you,
oh yeah,
You're kind of on a short leash to work. You sort of do have to respond at all hours now, and so
tell me about it.
Yeah, so I mean, it's, you know, so I'm not going to fault parents for the total thing. I mean, they do have to feed their kids, you know.
Yeah,
and that involves screen time around the kids, unfortunately. So I mean, I don't know. It's just a gut check. You know, what am I looking at right now, and well, is it something I could do later?
It's just sad when I see parents that are spending more time looking at their phones, like when they're in a situation where they should be interacting with the kids, like at a restaurant or some event or something or other. And, you know, this, listen, it's the things you do together that are going to be the most valuable thing that you have, not the possessions, not the material things that you provide for your kids, but it's the time that you spend together. And that time should be devoted. I mean, when you're interacting and you have that opportunity, your attention should be with the child, not with, you know, your iPhone.
Amen to that. Speaking of who your interaction is with, do we not spend like 2 years now? It's been 3 years almost going and investigating a Steele dossier.
Yeah.
And the biggest, one of the biggest accusations in that dossier was that Trump urinated on a bed in Russia at a Russian hotel that Obama
he got prostitutes to do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. Prostitutes do that. Right. So he had prostitutes. And it was all very scandalous. And I mean, it absolutely had to be investigated at the highest levels endlessly with over a million documents turned over and all that. I mean, that wasn't the only allegation in the Steele dossier, but it was an important one. And, you know, had Trump done that, I mean, that would have been in Russia. There's no crime there. But it was unseemly enough that we had to spend millions of dollars and 3 years of the public's time obsessing over what ended up not being provable at all. So I would, you know, think, given the impeachment crusade we're on right now, where, you know, we're talking quid pro quo, which, by the way, is not against the law. He didn't do it. They have no proof of it. But even if he did, it's not against the law. It's not against established rules of operation. And we're going to have a whole impeachment hearing. And I mean, I think we ought to have some hearings on this Representative Katie Hill. Because she actually did do something similar to what the Steele dossier claimed Trump did. She had an affair simultaneously, not with this woman blows my mind, not with one of her staffers, but two. Was sleeping with two staffers at one time. Where is the Democrat Party recruiting these candidates? On the street corner?
Apparently, well, never mind. I was going to make a reference to Vegas, but anyway.
One of them, a young female staffer, almost immediately after she hires her, she brings her into a throuple relationship with her husband. This is just nasty. It makes me want to Clorox something.
The trouble with throuple?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, me three, I guess. I don't know. Well, see, the problem with that is that, you know, after all that Me Too stuff, back in 2018, Congress passed legislatively a new group of rules to govern their relationships with their staff. They're pretty explicit. You can't have sex with your staff, not while they're on the payroll. And so the problem with that is it passed in 2018, and Katie Hill did all this afterward. So, we're going to impeach her? Where are the hearings? Oh, by the way, this is not in doubt. Like the P dossier, there's pictures. I got to tell you, looking at the pictures, red state. I mean, there's just no words. I mean, the congresswoman is sitting there buck naked on a chair, which, by the way, a cautionary tale. This was in a hotel. You may want to, you know, spray stuff down when you go to a hotel, if that's what people do there.
This is true.
The congresswoman was sitting there buck naked, brushing the hair of her staff member who was on her staff at the time in this photo. And those were the pictures they published. Apparently the ones they didn't were racier. So there's no doubt whatsoever. By the way, Katie Hill in these pictures, man, I swear. I'm trying to think what the word is to use. She looked, if I were making a movie like Blair Witch style called Bride of Satan, I'd cast her. Man, I would cast her dead cold. She looks like Satan. I swear she looks satanic. She looks just flipping evil. I mean, it's chilling. You got to see these pictures. It's just chilling. She really could have used a tan, too. I tell you what, you could tell she hasn't been outside in ages. Anyway. Apparently, this is how staff meetings are conducted with Katie Hill. Buck naked, brushing the hair of your staffer. So,
maybe she's actually just a vampire and, you know, they don't get out during the daytime. So.
She doesn't get out much, I'll tell you that. She really needs some vitamin D. I worry about her health. Anyway. Democrat leadership has said not one word. Haven't been any hearings, make calls for resignation, and that violates House rules in place since 2018. I mean, it's real explicit.
And what happens when the Republican representatives and senators get caught to an dalliance with their subordinates?
Well, I guess nothing now.
No,
I guess it should be nothing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll have to resign. See, the problem here is that Katie Hill won a district in California that was Republican for the last 20 years. See, so if they pull her out, they're going to go special election. They don't want that right now. They're just pretending that they don't know that she has grossly violated House rules, not once, but twice.
Maybe you should say graphically violated.
Graphically, you know?
Yeah.
In a most pasty manner. I mean, I've seen corpses with more color. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
I had people texting me yesterday who looked at the photo, and you're just like, wow, how far has our society fallen when this doesn't even spark remarks or response or anything?
I mean, you know, you would think that the national media, you know, would do something with this.
You'd think, but she's a Democrat. See, if she was a Republican, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, the pictures would be all over the place. They'd just blur the parts that you can't, they don't want you to see. It'd be a never ending. Text writes, "Hey, Tara, Katie's a very freaky girl," signed Rick James.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's that brings back some memories there.
Text writes, "Katie Hill may spark..." See, this is... Don't be surprised if this happened. "Katie Hill may spark the beginning of the Him Too or Them Too movement."
Them Too. I like that, maybe. That's the right one. Yeah,
yeah,
Them
Too. People were hashtagging
Them Too.
Me Three.
Yeah.
Right? Now, it should be only a matter of time before we're required to celebrate this lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
See, here's the thing I'm wondering. Are they looking at this as a... Because she says she's bisexual, right?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, there's plenty of people you can choose from who aren't on your staff or your payroll.
No, this is true.
You know? So I'm wondering if they're looking at this as like a lifestyle, and so we can't condemn it, even though it violates house rules twice.
Maybe this is what the new matriarchy looks like.
Maybe. Texter writes, "Katie is a Californicate. How can we?"
Well, Red Hot Chili Peppers for us there this morning.
Yeah,
thank you.
She's red hot. How can we really be surprised? She's a bedhopper. It would be stranger if she wasn't. Well, maybe we need to change house rules to accommodate that. The punchline here is her husband's divorcing her, right? Because
yeah.
He was totally cool with the girl because he got in on that action. But the man pushed him a step too far. And you got to love these liberals, right? So I take it he's a liberal too. He has to explain why he's divorcing her on Twitter, right? You know why he's got to explain?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to look like a bigot. And so he has to, because he's a liberal, they have to explain these things. He had to come out and explain, "I'm not divorcing her because she's bisexual. I was fine with that." And he had to clarify, she's not a lesbian, so it's okay to divorce her. I'm like, sir, would it not have been okay to divorce her if she was a lesbian? Because that would be politically incorrect. I'm so confused. Anyway, he had to clarify that there was absolutely no bigotry. It was just, he says that she had relations with a dude, that pushed him too far. So if you have relations with a white man, then everybody can understand the divorce, right? Make sense?
Hmm.
But if it was with another woman, then it might not be understandable, and he might, you know, have violated the politically correct strictures.
Was down for having friends of the wife with benefits.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's not clear if they all had to be part of the throuple or if she could just hook up with women. That is not clear. And I don't even really think I want to know. But, yeah.
We're at a point where I think we need to go back to the piano playing references. This is getting a little dangerous now.
Well, I know, and I feel like I've been, you know, like we're going to lose the license here, but we're just talking about Congress.
Congress, exactly.
I mean, we've got a couple of political news, right? It's a big story. Yeah, so we're done here, I guess. Texter writes, "If she was a lesbian, he probably wouldn't have been married to her in the first place."
Well, what?
No,
that.
Who knows?
Yeah.
No, no absolutes anymore with anything. Just who knows, right? Texter writes, "Hey now, Tara, Bill Clinton married a lesbian." Well, he'd like to anyway. Texter writes, "Tara, this is way beyond piano playing. I know it's a concerto. I don't even know what kind of instrument this is. That's the new normal in the Democrat Party." Yeah, get a Congress, get a cute, hot young thing on the payroll, bring her into a throuple relationship with your husband, then get a little action on the side. By the way, the husband leaked the nude photos. He admits it. He says he has $250 left in his account and he wants spousal support. Texter writes, "Hey, Tara, you are..." Tara, you are talking about a thruple, and every man in your audience is listening intently. Then you lead out with Paradise City bumper music. Ha, 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 ha. Well, when me. Blame that on producer Chris. I have nothing to do with the bump tunes, although I enjoy them immensely. And no, that's not an accident. Chris has turned it into an art form. Texter writes, the best pick is of Katie, Representative Katie Hill, holding the, quote, "Stop Kavanaugh" sign, unquote. How ironic it is. Now, the texter writes, "Just wait until Lindsay's pictures are leaked. Oh, good God, no. Please don't ever let that happen. I can't have to see a thing like that. I'll never unsee it. Texter writes, it's definitely the Russians behind the threesome pictures. Putin already has them. Well, I mean, everybody on the internet has them. They're out there. Putin may have them, too. Fab still yet. Some of you were so disturbed as I was by this poor father in Dallas that lost custody of his biological children to his wife, who is transitioning one of the two children from a boy to a girl with puberty blockers and hormones. Problem is, kid's seven. And Dallas has gone blue. So, you know, good luck with the jury there. He completely lost custody. She now has sole custody. And he is going to be required to take transgender appreciation classes, I guess you could call them. And he is not allowed to see the children without a chaperone. And he's not allowed to have them around anybody who disagrees with the transgender lifestyle. Oh, and he's got to call his son by Luna instead of James, the girl name, instead of the boy name. Even though it violates his religious beliefs. So that's what you get. No constitution in that ruling. That's forced speech. Texter writes, Tara, I'll send you a case of eye bleach. Another texter writes, Tara, the food health list you read about what foods are healthiest needs to be questioned. Bacon or bacon fat causes numerous health issues. Garlic wasn't on the list, nor was honey or cinnamon or super greens or other foods. Yeah, there was a lot of good stuff on it. It was almonds and beet grains and all kinds of other stuff. Listen, fat is good for you. Trust me. Our brains did not begin growing human beings' brains at a fast clip, and we can tell this by the fossil record, until we began scavenging carcasses. And what did we eat off those carcasses? It's hard to digest protein without cooking it. Our body can do it, but we don't get much energy from it because it's so hard for us to break it down if it's not cooked. But fat? We can eat that straight out. That's what we ate off the carcasses, and our brains grew really, really fast. They got big. So I'm not sure that's true. In fact, there's a lot of debate about that right now. Texter writes, this Dallas court decision is the kind of thing that's going to take the nonviolent culture civil war to a violent one. They wouldn't take my kid away from me to do that to him. Oh, I bet they would. All that's going to happen is she's still going to have him, and you're going to end up in prison. Somebody got to be outside the prison to pick up the pieces when he turns 18. Anything's left. Texter writes, good fats. Yes. Texter writes, but you know what? But no. They've just had a bunch of research lately. Saturated and unsaturated fat basically does the same thing to you. That's old research. A lot of it's been debunked. Came from the government. It's part of what was wrong with it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.